With three games remaining in the regular season, the Potomac School Panthers already have achieved a main mission by securing the top seed in the upcoming Mid-Atlantic Conference playoff tournament. That clinching win came with a 20-5 home victory over Georgetown Day School on April 26 in high school baseball action. The victory upped the team's overall record to 15-3, conference mark to 10-0 and improved its winning streak to 13, thought to be the longest in program history. With the April 26 victory, the Panthers have won 18 straight game against MAC rivals over two seasons, as they are the defending tournament champs. Also in recent games, the Panthers defeated St. James, 6-3, in a conference clash, then rallied to top St. Stephen's and St. Agnes, 10-5, in a non-league contest at Capital One Park in Tysons. Chris Ney took over as Potomac School's head coach this season, and liked what he inherited. "They have had a culture of winning here and we have a tremendous group of young players this season," Ney said. As the new coach, Ney has put a big emphasis on stressing strong defensive play and sound fundamentals. "We stress the little things and are very defensive-minded," Ney said. "If we execute the basic plays that limits the pitch counts of our pitchers, outfielders Jake Adamek and Jackson Wiley have been top defenders with no errors through 17 and 16 games, respectively. Wyatt Pence had made just one error in the outfield. In the comeback win over St. Stephen's, Potomac School took advantage of its opponent's defensive miscues by consistently putting the ball in play to score its final 7 runs, taking the lead for good with 4 unearned runs in the 5th inning. The Panthers trailed by 2-0 and 3-1 scores. "We created some good two-strike opportunities," Ney said. Right-hander Jack Graham started and pitched 6 2/3 innings to get the win, with Paul Witkop throwing 3 pitches to get the game's final out. Graham walked 2, struck out 3, scattered 8 hits and at one time retired 9 straight batters, with the help of 1 double play. Witkop helped lead the charge offensively. He had 2 hits, 2 RBI, walked twice and stole 2 bases. Jason Sieber doubled and had 2 hits and 2 RBI, Pence had a hit, Ian Parrish had an RBI, Wiley walked 3 times and Owen Peterson swiped 2 bases. The Panthers were walked 10 times and defensively made just 1 error. "We helped Jack out there by playing good defense," Ney said. In the win over St. James, Pence had 3 hits, Sieber, 2 RBI, and Will Pister 2 each, and Witkop had a sacrifice fly. Pence and Peterson, 1 hit, each stole 3 bases. Gavin Spiegel started and pitched 6 innings with 7 strikeouts to get the win, with Tony Diller earning the save. Against Georgetown Day, Potomac School had 16 hits, with 4 from Witkop, 2 RBI, 3 each from Sieber, 3 RBI, Pence and Colby Bonin, 3 RBI, Wiley homered, Parrish added a hit and 2 RBI, and Adamek had a hit and 1 RBI. Note: Potomac School played 3 games with 3 wins at the new and popular Capital One Park venue this season.